Hello, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Brenda Atkins, and this is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband, Doral, and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist Church since 1992. And you might see me on Sunday mornings in the foyer or wherever, but I teach the Torchbearer Women's Class. And we are the oldest women in the church, and we have our own views about how things should go. My family and I are members of the church, and we really enjoy being here. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Monday, December the 30th, and I'm reading John 8, 12 through 20. From the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is John 8, 12 through 20. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I came from nor where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. They said to him, Therefore, where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour was not yet come. Thanks for listening this morning. The title of my devotion is The Inextinguishable Light. Jesus was in the temple, teaching. The people came to him, including the scribes and Pharisees. While teaching, he said to them, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is John 8:12 from the English Standard Version. Darkness is a symbol of evil, of sin and ignorance of God in our world. God sent his Son as a light to shine through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Jesus is the true light that helps us see the way to God and shows us how to walk along the way. Psalm 119:105 declares, Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In his hymn, The Light of the World is Jesus, Philip P. Bliss wrote how he came to know Jesus and how we too can come to see Jesus with these words. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. The Pharisees often disputed Jesus' identity as a revelation of God the Father. When they asked him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. But Jesus says in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. The Pharisees never considered that Jesus was the Messiah. When they listened to his teaching, it was always to find error. Instead of coming to the light, they spent their time trying to extinguish it. We find the light of the world, Jesus, through his word. Deuteronomy 4:28 says, To seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. In Matthew 7:7-8, we are instructed to ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Isaiah 55:6 urges us to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. So let us seek Jesus, the light of the world, the revelation of God. Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we do so thank you for your word that reveals you to us and then Jesus to us also. We thank you that he came to earth to show us you and to show us how to live. Let us do all we can to seek him, live like him, and follow him. Help us to be your good servants, for it is in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.